welcome to Argue the Toss at GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm Drew, and together we're arguing about the things that really matter in games and films and stuff.
Indeed we are, and it is Season 4, Episode 19.
Indeed it is.
What is our topic today?
We are going to talk about the new Spider-Man game, which was released, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago for PS4. Not that long, maybe about 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of the kickstart of the quarter four, the Harvest games.
Yeah. It's been getting quite a lot of press, which is unusual because they had, like, It seems like there's been a while since there's been a Spider-Man game, and it probably has been a while since there was a good Spider-Man game, and like Sony really went all in on promoting this one, I think, and that worked. I bought it on release day, and I spent the next 2 weeks kind of just playing it whenever I had a free moment. So yeah, whatever marketing push they did worked really well.
Yeah, I think pretty much everyone I know in the industry was playing it that weekend.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm going to see. But everyone was loving it. They were just like, woohoo.
Yeah.
So you played through the whole thing and then...
Yeah, I've done it to death now.
Have you? Yeah. We met up for a movie session and you delivered it to me. So I've had a chance to... I haven't had much of a chance because I just had a really busy week. But I have had a little play. So we're just going to chat through and I'm just going to interject with what little I know of the game.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what you think so far. So you've played like the first mission and I guess done a bit of web swinging and a bit of going around.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had serious misgivings because it looked fun, but I thought it looks fun for people who like the Arkham games. Mm-hmm. And I don't like those games. No. I think there's lots of like hanging about on rafters, flapping down at thieves, and then just lots of like moody Batman grumbling. And it's really dark. It's always raining. And it's just like not fun for me. So I was just like, this is just Spider-Man sort of like wallpaper over an Arkham game. And so everyone was like, wow, it looks amazing. And I'm like, yeah, it really does. If you like those, it does look amazing. Have at it. Have fun. And so that's where
not backhanded at all. Yeah, I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, yeah, it looks great.
No, I mean, like, genuinely, I was like, you know, I have spent a long time being, you know, sort of an objective observer of games. That is my job. So I'm like, yeah, if I'd reviewed it, I'd have probably given it a good review, but I wouldn't personally have gone out to buy it. I'd have been like, you know, this is a good game for, like, if this is what you want. So fair enough. But I was like, yeah, I'm not going to rush out and buy it because I probably won't like it for those reasons. So I was very happy to have a go at it. And then it immediately is really Spider-Man-y. So I'm a comic book fan and I'm a Marvel person as opposed to a DC person as well. So it kind of ticks that box for me. It's immediately much brighter.
Yeah, it is.
You know, we're in sort of daytime New York instead of like perma-night Gotham. And I mean, I like Gotham, you know, in its place. I just don't like the Arkham games. And I'm not that into Batman, which is why I'm into Gotham the TV show and not Batman him per se. But this is just like immediately really Spider-Man. And he is perfectly written as that quippy. His quips are funny, which is like key to Spider-Man as a character. The web swinging is amazing. It is just so fun, and it's, yeah, you can be sort of like haphazard and just, and you just like swing so high. It's just joyous, really. And that's immediately what I like about it, because it is a joyful game as opposed to this moody kind of doom and gloom. And then there are just nice little details, like his costume has rips in it. And I really like that. I was just like, oh, because he was just about to swing up. It was a cutscene. I was like, oh, is that a rip on his sleeve? I was like, oh, it must be like a design thing. I was like, a bit weird, but anyway. But then when he was in another cutscene talking to Yuri, there are little slashes and scuffs and things, which I just thought was a brilliant detail, which you don't really get even in the films.
Nope, that's true. I've got to say that bit does sort of... That's only for the beginning. The ripped suit is a specific outfit, and in all Spider-Man games, in most of the Spider-Man games I played, I think there are usually a lot of unlockable suits. Mm-hmm. This game really goes heavy on the unlockable suit stuff. You can unlock lots of different stuff from the comics, and once you change into those, they're basically flawless throughout, with a couple of flaws in cuts and exceptions. But sorry. Take that out from under you.
Yeah. Oh, I really liked that. But okay. But and then the combat is really fun as well. It's quite a lot to get your head around. There's lots of stuff you can do, but they give you reminders for, I'm guessing, quite like a big chunk of the opening, and then I guess those goes definitely away, which is really good. I found that great because obviously I played it on Sunday and then I had a day of work and I came back to it and I was just like, which button is it again? But luckily they tell you again, because it is quite, it's like L1 and R1 to like grab objects with your web and swing it around, and then it's like R2 for different things, and then it's just R1 to do this, and so it is a lot to get your head around and get that muscle memory going on the combat. But the combat is really fun, and you can like zip in and out, like, you know, if you sort of go up in the air, and the animation's really lovely on all his somersaulting and stuff, and and it just seems sort of intuitive as well. You can kind of just, I'm sure as it goes on, you probably have to, because in the beginning I'm just kind of like almost mashing my way through it until I get to grips with it, but I'm sure these opening levels are to help you sort of sort through that. I had just had a new skill, which is how to aim and like pull a gun out of someone's, disarm someone using your web, which is kind of cool. Slowly teaching you stuff without being too sort of holding you too tightly by the hand, which is nice. I think it's nicely done. So far I'm having a really good time with it. And I like his relationship with Yuri, the police woman. They have their jokes that they've obviously told each other before we meet them. You know, they've got like old jokes basically, and
so you've run into the spider cop thing already.
That
never goes away. That is it. They keep returning to that throughout the game, and it's always funny to do.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice, and because obviously that establishes a longer relationship than the one we've, the short time we've known them, which is really nice. It gives that a sense of a world that we've dropped into, which is really cool. So far I'm liking the writing and the gameplay and everything so far. All the puzzles, I like the stuff in the lab. The little kind of puzzles are nice. It's a nice mix of stuff. So it was kind of cool, and it's just got all the elements of Spider-Man, which is what you want.
Yeah, I think, I'm in like full agreement with you on basically everything you've said there. I mean, you were worried about it being kind of just an Arkham clone, and I think what it's done really well, and it feels unfair to sort of continually nail it back to the Arkham Asylum games, but it does kind of take that idea and adapt it really well to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So it's still got this kind of vaguely rhythm-based combat, which is all about, timing your dodges and getting in the right punches on the right guys. But they've loosened it up quite a lot so that it becomes much more acrobatic, and you have much more freedom of movement in the arenas and areas in which you fight.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to kind of be more freeform with it. You get to be more Spider-Man with it, if you know what I mean. You can jump... if you want to, you can get in there and fight on the ground, or you can swing around or hang off the top of something and shoot webs down at people. But it never forces you into one or the other, which Arkham Asylum and the Arkham games often do. They often put you up on the rafters and say, okay, you're going to need to take these guys out without anybody seeing you. There are some stealth sections in the game, but it never really forces you to do them for long. So I really like that about it. It just takes the Arkham system and just relaxes it a bit so you can have more fun with the combat.
Yeah,
especially towards the end of those games, you'd run into enemy types where there's like one way to defeat them. You have to slash them with your cape and then dodge this attack, and then you get to punch them and do some damage. Spider-Man never does that. It never locks you down. There are always multiple ways to defeat anyone you come across, which is lots of fun.
Yeah, it is. Which is what I didn't like about the Arkham games, is just the sort of like swoop and punch.
Yeah, the kind of rigidity of rhythm in it.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously I knew that they're good quality games and, you know, understand why people enjoyed them, but they just weren't for me, whereas this is just really good fun. It's so fun and it's beautiful. I was just swinging into, you know, sort of lens flare sunset over New York, and it was amazing.
It does look really nice, and it maintains that throughout. The characters are really kind of, the city itself is like gorgeous, and the lighting effects are brilliant, and then when you come into like the cutscenes and the close-up stuff, the main characters are all really well animated and well rendered, and they just have such, you can read a lot in every expression. It's just fantastically well done. And you haven't seen much of the story yet, but that's used to such great effect, because this game has one of the best Spider-Man stories I've read. Not read, but experienced in quite a while. I'd say it's probably, I probably enjoyed this more than I enjoyed Spider-Man Homecoming. And I did enjoy Spider-Man Homecoming. I thought that was a really great film. I think if you're going to continue playing it and get through the story, I think you're going to enjoy quite a lot of it, because one of the things I noticed as I was playing is that all of the versions of characters in this version of Spider-Man, they're kind of my favorite versions of them. So this Peter is kind of my favorite Peter. This Octavius is my favorite Octavius. It's my favorite version of Aunt May, my favorite version of MJ. They've just taken the kind of stock characters, and not stock characters, but the, you know, the classic Spider-Man canon characters. And they've put some of them they've changed, some of them they haven't changed so much, but what they've done with every single one of them is really interesting. And it's not just the gameplay, the story in this one is really fantastic as well.
I'm looking forward to that now, because I wanted to try and meet some of the his main character relationship characters before this, but I'm really looking forward to that now. Sounds interesting. So I haven't met any of those yet, so I don't know how long is it until I start getting into the main story.
I mean, it's difficult to tell, because what I did when I started playing the game was I immediately sort of drifted off into the side quests and started kind of exploring the city and unlocking the towers and
finding
the backpacks. I'd say once you start pushing your way through the main story, it's not long. It's about kind of half an hour to an hour, and you're going to start meeting the major players. I know from where you've gotten to, you've already met. So Dr. Octavius is a major character within this game, and that remains so throughout. Fisk, actually kind of not so much.
He's done and done. He was just that opening mission person.
He's the opening two. He does like have an effect on the story. Later on, it's investigated. Like, it's immediately like, okay, you've taken Fisk out. Now what happens in New York? Because there's a giant power vacuum there now.
Yeah, and that that's is what he said, wasn't it? He's like, you'll see I've been keeping this city under control. That was his threat.
And he does kind of have a point. we were talking about how much fun it is to swing around the city. They've really kind of, you can tell they've put a lot of work into the sort of web swinging mechanics and the travel mechanics. And there's been a lot of kind of feedback from something I've read. There's a fast travel system that you unlock later in the game where you can just kind of zip from one end of the island to the other. And I've seen a bunch of comments on Twitter and stuff about how people just didn't bother using that because it was just so much fun to do it manually, you know, and swing through the buildings and go across the rooftops.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to not swing?
Well, I mean, I ended up sort of later in the game. If I was, you know, I don't want to swing from one end of Manhattan to the other. I can do it, but I'd rather get there quickly. And what they do is there are some really great little cutscenes of Spider-Man taking the subway. So, you know, he might be sitting there with, you know, someone's head on his shoulder, just asleep and dribbling. He occasionally runs into someone who is dressed as Spider-Man, as, you know, like a costume. Yeah, there's some really cool stuff there.
I'm going to take the subway now.
Yeah, definitely. You should definitely do it a couple of times just to see the see the little funny cutscenes that they have.
I mean they get the humor so perfectly. I love it.
They really do.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is my. I always like the versions of Spider-Man who can sell the quips, which is why I was never really that into like Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man because you know he's a good character. He plays Peter Parker really well.
Yeah.
But when he's in the suit, he doesn't feel like Spider-Man to me.
Yeah, he wasn't a great Spider-Man, but he was a good Peter.
I think I preferred Andrew Garfield in the end. I think, and I'm jury's still out on. What's the new guy? Tom Holland.
He seems to have... Yeah, it depends on his... Well, his Peter and his... well, we haven't really seen his... Well, I suppose we have in Homecoming, but his Peter and his Spider-Man seem to be the same person. It's not really an alter ego, is it? It's just like he seems to have it together no matter what.
absolutely.
He's a bit too slick for Peter, isn't he?
Yeah, I think you're right. That's something I really liked about this version of Spider-Man as well in the game, that Peter and Spider-Man have different personalities and they speak slightly differently. They have slightly different voices, but you can tell that they're both kind of stemming from the same character. I think he's a really sort of well thought out and well rendered version of the character.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he obviously lets himself go more when he's Spider-Man. He's liberated, isn't he? When he's in the mask, which is really cool. What about the sort of missions and stuff? Is there a good variety of...
I was just going to sort of go on to that, and there really are. Again, it's difficult for me to judge the pacing of the story because I kind of kept wandering off to do the side missions halfway through. But there are some really fantastic set pieces and kind of action missions, which I don't want to describe in too much detail because it's kind of... Okay, so you've seen the trailer mission, the one that... that's there are two trailer missions. There was the one set at the raft, which you saw, and I think it confirmed your suspicions that this was going to be a grim, dark Arkham Asylum sort of affair. It is really just the one mission. That is one thing sort of kind of later in the game. But there's another one where kind of in the trailers he's swinging through New York and webbing up a collapsing crane and having a fight with a helicopter and all of this stuff.
My God,
Yeah, they're so much fun to play through. I think there are about three or four missions that get kind of that cinematic and that actiony, and you know it does get a little bit video gamey. There are QuickTime events in that, and it's not you're not generally in control of all of it, but they're so much fun to play.
And
in between those, you do get all of the web swinging combat you want. You're never short of, you know, uncontrolled freeform gameplay. They do narrow down in the cinematic bits, but that's kind of what you want. You don't necessarily want to screw that bit up and just end up swinging into a wall and looking like an idiot while all the cool things are happening around you.
You're in a heap and everyone else barely is being keeping cool up. That's true. You have to keep that illusion, which Do you think that's why they included the quick time?
Yeah, I think so. Those moments are not about playing the game. They're about making you feel like you're an amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. It's like sort of cinematic tabletop role-playing games. You know, there are some of those where it's like describe a really cool cinematic way of dealing with this problem as opposed to let's roll against your stamina to see if you make the whatever it is, which is just like really stilted and boring. As would be like re-click X to replay. You died. You don't want that in a Spider-Man game. You want a seamless kind of flow of action and just feeling cool,
which I think is one of the things that this game is just extremely good at delivering.
Like just making you feel super.
The only real criticism I have of it is so it's an open world game set in a pretty big environment, and at the beginning I thought, okay, how much fluff is there going to be? Is it going to be sort of Assassin's Creed 2, collect the 100 feathers, or is it going to be, is all the side content going to be kind of integrated well with the main game?
Yeah.
And at the beginning, I felt like that they had the balance just right of how much side stuff there was to collect. So it's kind of gone back to the Ubisoft Tower system, which is a little bit disappointing, where you have to kind of unlock the map by, you know, finding towers, doing the little puzzle that's on top of them. And there are about, I'd say there are about 20 or 30 of those over Manhattan. And it'll take you about, it won't take you long to unlock all of them. But it did feel like, why am I doing this? Why doesn't Spider-Man already know his way around Manhattan?
Yeah.
So I was a little disappointed with that, but it didn't take too long to do. And when you find one of these towers, it unlocks like a backpack for you to find, or several backpacks or photo opportunities to find.
Oh, okay.
And
I
again,
haven't come across that yet.
Oh, fair enough. And again, there's a lot of them to do. But it's fun because it allows you to play with the mechanics. So you kind of have to take photos of notable locations. And some of them are, you know, real New York locations like, the Empire State Building or the Chrysler Building. There's Avengers Tower there, which is, obviously there. But there are also lots of fun smaller ones. So, like, Alias Investigations is there, and things from...
Okay, so
Jessica
little,
Jones, Daredevil,
Marvel
Iron Fist references.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's fun to I ended up getting really good with the camera there, so it's fun to like swing past, jump off a web, pull out the camera, take a photo, and then swing on without breaking stride.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of fun to do those kind of side collection missions. But then as you go through the game and as you unlock Act 2, Act 3, the game keeps adding more of them on, which is really frustrating, because like at the start have you done any of like the random crime stuff?
Yeah, so I've just done two.
Yeah, so they're called thug crimes where you are, I guess. And there are like five of them in each section of Manhattan for you to do. And once you've unlocked them all, I'm not sure if they stop happening, but that's all you need to do to fulfill that kind of requirement.
Right.
And that seemed very manageable to me at the start, but like again, as you go through, other factions are unlocked and in the end, you end up with 20 crimes each to do in every area.
Wow!
And there are like there are at least 10 areas, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 200 of these kind of generic, and they're all kind of varied, but they're still variations on the same theme.
Yeah, sort of thugs in an alley.
Yeah.
Type.
And I ended up spending quite a lot of time doing the side content, and still I got to like 90% game completion and realized I had about 100 more crimes I had to solve.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I just thought, okay, that's kind of disappointing, because I feel like I've wrapped up this game now, but the game is telling me that I haven't, and there's still more to unlock. So I felt kind of disappointed at the end that it just put up such a wall between me and, like, 100% completion.
Yeah, I was concerned about that when the towers cropped up. I was like, uh-oh, here we go, here's the map clutter. Because that was one of the things I didn't like about the Arkham games as well, was just sort of, like, endless stuff happening all the time. You're on your way somewhere and it's like, oh, someone else is doing crime. I'd better save them, I suppose.
Yeah, it feels like towers in open world games are something we need to have moved away from by now.
Really?
Every open game.
Yeah.
I was really annoyed when they turned up in Horizon Zero Dawn,
right,
which up to then had been kind of fresh and interesting.
Yeah.
But then it was a climb to this to unlock the map. Oh, okay.
I know. It's like, why? Why can't you just give us the map?
Yeah.
Why can't the world just be a world without invisible walls?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of work to do stuff, isn't it?
Exactly. And I want to do side stuff. I don't want to do busy work. If I'm doing the same thing 3 to 5 times just to fill up a counter, that's when I start to switch off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But in the case of this game, it's... obviously, it's not mandatory, and there is plenty of fun stuff to do in mixed up with all that side content. There are dedicated side missions and side quests which have a bit more interest to them and are more structured like story missions.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're gonna find your own point where you decide, okay, I'm not gonna just bother with these crimes anymore.
Yeah.
Which is not a decision you want to make as Spider-Man, but as a player. Okay, yeah, I know someone's robbing a bank down there, but I've done like 3 bank heists today. They can have that one. I'm going to go and follow Black Cat around.
It's not the best role-play decision. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into the rest of it now.
Yeah,
it's definitely one of those games that seems like a good unwind at the end of the day.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, that's the experience I've been having with it.
Yeah, it's 'cause, I mean, Spider-Man, I didn't follow him very closely in the comics. He's just kind of, he's forever there. He's ever present kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I dipped in and out of his stories and stuff. But when I come out of his movies, I always feel, I think it's probably because he's the teenager and, you know, he's kind of very grounded because he's in school and stuff like that. But even with some of the ones that weren't as good, but definitely with the Andrew Garfield one and the first Andrew Garfield one and then Homecoming, I just come out of those wishing I was a superhero. I think it is because Peter is us. He's just, you know, a kid who, you know, is dealing with, you know, getting his homework in on time and his parents or his family thinking that, you know, he's having like behavioral issues and he needs to really pull himself together, otherwise he's not gonna get into college and stuff like that, just all that stuff. And it's like, I'm actually just like saving New York right now, but I can't tell you. So, and this game gives me that same feeling that that, you know, the best Spider-Man films do. It's just like, oh, I just want to be a superhero, and it kind of like lets me be a superhero a little bit, which is all you want from a game like this, really.
I think Spider-Man's always been one of those ones where he's a superhero who it looks like it would be a lot of fun to be. Like, Superman flies around, Batman punches people, Spider-Man swings around on webs and does stunts and tricks, and it's just,
exactly.
Looks fun to do.
Yeah, it does, and he's not, like, got the weight of the world on his shoulder, you know, like, he's not Thor, who's, like, dealing with God politics and stuff, and, you know, like, there's more gravitas to all the other, you know, like Doctor Strange is, you know, really serious and deals with nightmares and things like that. Like, literally.
Well, I mean, Spider-Man's version of that has always been like the financial troubles, like it's not being able to make rent, right? It's been on a much smaller scale.
Everyday stuff that we deal with, you know, he's just like the every person, and that's what makes him so relatable and probably so enduring and so popular.
He's a relatable neighborhood Spider-Man.
Exactly.
I think that's the phrase,
that.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So the game does a really great job. I mean, from the what little I've played of it so far, it's really great. It made me feel like a superhero, which is all I ever want to feel like, frankly.
Yeah, and you've got plenty of that to come as well, because, I mean, you as the story goes on, what's really good about this game's story is that it does focus very much on the small stuff as well. So obviously there are villains running around, mm-hmm. and there is a big overarching villain plot. But a lot of it is about Peter's relationship with Mary Jane, which is explored really interestingly. I don't know if you've met her at all yet. But
no.
So this game sort of takes place in Peter's... Like, he's been Spider-Man for a while in this one. He's in his sort of early to mid-20s, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And when you meet MJ, they have been... They know each other, they've been dating, but they have been broken up for, like, a while.
So
this story is kind of focusing on why that might happen, and are they going to get over it? Are they going to get back together? But it looks at that stuff in detail, which is really cool.
Oh, that is the perfect place to put them. It's the most interesting place to have them. Oh, that's cool. I'm excited now. Okay, cool. Until next time, because I'm going to go play Spider-Man.
I don't blame you.
But I think that's pretty much, unless you got anything else. Obviously you have more to say about this than me.
I don't really think I do. It was interesting at the start of this episode where I thought, okay, well, I want to know what you think about it first. And you talked for like 20 minutes. Well, not that long, but you talked for 10 minutes like on just the stuff that you've played. So there is plenty there to talk about. And it's a really interesting game and fun from the start.
Which is.
And it did manage to keep that level of fun most of the way through the game for me.
Cool. I'm really excited. I'd like to know what our listeners think as well. Like, are you enjoying Spider-Man? Did you want it to be more like Arkham? Which would be weird, but
As a fan of Arkham, I think it would be weird if you wanted this game to be more like Arkham.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, if you didn't enjoy it, it'd be interesting to see why. I haven't met anyone who hasn't yet who's played it, so
no,
but that would be cool. We're always open, and where can they reach us, Drew?
On all the usual places that I say at the end of this podcast every time. So we are on gameindustry.com in the podcast section. You can find us on Twitter at ArgueTheCast. You can find us on Spotify, on SoundCloud. Just search ArgueTheToss. And there are all sorts of ways that you can get in touch with us and rate us on those mechanisms.
Yeah, that would be cool if you could rate us. That's helps the podcast, mm-hmm. and it's free.
Yep.
It's a free way to help the podcast, which is nice. So if you enjoyed this episode, give us a thumbs up somewhere.
Or recommend it to a friend.
Yeah, you can do that. Or just talk to us. It's really nice. We had someone talk to us about our 5 games that define us, and it's mm-hmm. always nice when people do that. So that was Spider-Man. I'm enjoying it. Drew enjoyed it.
Has enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah, has enjoyed
it. I'm holding out for the DLC now.
There's some good stuff coming up this autumn winter. There's going to be some busy months ahead.
Yep, we're going to have there's Assassin's Creed coming out. I think there's going to be we're going to have to pick between open worlds again.
I know, right? Yeah, it's just so much. The Last of Us 2 comes out, not The Last of Us, Life is Strange. I always get those titles muddled up. Life is Strange 2 is out this weekend.
Is it?
Yeah,
Jesus,
so.
Okay, that snuck up on me.
Yeah, right, yeah. So,
still needs a playthrough before the storm.
I know. Backlog.
Yeah.
But, so we're going to have lots of games to talk about anyway. So no shortage of episodes coming your way.
Indeed.
Yay. So until next time, Drew.
Cheerio.